Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and our church and our supporters welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio. Today is Ascension Day in the life of the churches, the Sunday on which we remember how Jesus, after showing himself alive to the disciples for 40 days, returned to the Father in heaven. There are other anniversaries in the air as well, but we'll get to that later in the broadcast. For Ascension Sunday, here's Psalm 47, a psalm which celebrates how God has gone up, ascended, as a king goes up to be crowned. Clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise.
Love to sing your praises.
Let's turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of glory and majesty, God of mystery and mercy, in Christ Jesus, you came to live among us, sharing in our joys and sorrows. After he suffered and died for our sake, you raised him and took him up in glory so that he might fulfill all things. As our ascended Lord, Jesus gives hope to your people in all places, in every generation and every situation. And so we claim that hope this day for ourselves and for the world you love, offering you our praise and worship in the name of Jesus Christ, who now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You desire us to share in the unity and be one, even as you are three in one. We confess that such unity among Christians often eludes us. We dwell on our differences and find reasons to criticize each other. The love you called us to offer one another disappears when we disagree. Forgive us for making our opinions and preferences into dividing lines within the body of your church. Call us again to honor the unity and love you cherish for your followers, so we may witness to unity and love in this divided world. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Let us believe the good news of the gospel in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven and given a ministry of reconciliation for his sake. By the power of your Spirit, open our hearts and minds to your truth, that we may find new beginnings in your word, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading this morning comes from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, at verse 1 through to verse 11. It gives us an account of Jesus' ascension back to the glory of his Father through a cloud. But it actually begins with an introduction by the author. Acts chapter 1 at verse 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And then they gathered round him and asked him, "Lord, Are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
If you had looked at your agenda or your diary last Thursday, that would have been about 6 weeks after Easter, you might have seen the heading Ascension Day. But then it might not be there because Ascension Day is one of the neglected feast days of the Christian Church. St. Augustine, who lived four centuries after the time of Christ, considered the Feast of the Ascension to be the crown of all Christian festivals. But nowadays, we're often not quite sure what to do with it. We no longer think of heaven above us and hell below us. So we're a bit embarrassed by the clunky literalism of icons that show Jesus' sandals poking out from the bottom of a cloud as he disappears from sight like some lost helium balloon. Two things I want to share this morning. The first is that Ascension Day puts a human being in heaven. Ascension Day puts a human being in heaven. Jesus Christ has taken all that human experience that he had passed through and he lifts it into the very presence of his Father. Jesus' human experience becomes, dare we say it, part of the definition of who God is. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14 says, Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. Jesus has passed through the heavens. And this is the language that points to the exaltation, the ascension of the risen Christ, in which Jesus in his human nature is now exalted to the right hand of God. This past week, King Charles III was in Canada to open the Parliament, and he was received with the pomp that was reserved for the head of state. And when Jesus ascended to heaven, he was received into the glory of the Father. A Scottish Hebrew professor from the 19th century was affectionately known as Rabbi John Duncan for his knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures. He said, The dust of the earth is on the throne of the majesty on high. A.W. Tozer, another Christian author, put it this way. He said that Jesus is our man in glory. And this means that we have a representative who is every bit as much flesh and blood as you and I are, the man Jesus of Nazareth, united in a mysterious union into the being of God. The letter to the Hebrews also says, therefore Jesus had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Christ came in the nature of human beings. Because he himself suffered when tempted, he's able to help those who are tempted. And there's a sympathy because he shares our human nature. And in his humanity, he dies for our sin and reconciles us to God. He understands what it is to be human. This then is our first thing, that there's a human in heaven. But the second thing that Ascension Day does is that it puts a mission in the church. Ascension Day puts a mission in the church. Jesus said to them before he disappeared from their view, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Jesus ascended, exalted, lifted up to the Father's presence, sends the Holy Spirit on the friends of Jesus to send them, to mission them, to the ends of the earth. Jesus, while now in heaven, is also with us now by his Holy Spirit, and this is where his mission continues. Jesus had opened their minds to understand the scriptures and the meaning of his suffering and rising. He revealed that repentance and forgiveness would be spread to the whole world, and they'd never known a gospel like it before, and he made them and us his witnesses. Ascension, then, is the birth of the church and the key to its mission. This weekend marks the opening of the 150th General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Canada. Established in June 1875, the PCC was the coming together of four other Presbyterian churches then present on Canadian soil. They had come together, as the nation itself had come together in 1867, to be a church for the whole nation, to be the means of taking the good news of Jesus from sea to sea to sea. And the history books tell us that there was a zealous interest in missions and in moral reform. And it was this component which had dominated the negotiations to union in 1875 and would continue to dominate and shape the character of post-union Presbyterianism in Canada. And so the Presbyterian Church in Canada, the PCC, was initially formed with a strong emphasis on mission and outreach, both domestically and internationally. The PCC's history is intertwined with its missionary work, with many congregations and individuals actively participating in global mission efforts. There is a mission in the church, and it all began with the joy of believers who knew the risen and ascended Jesus. They just couldn't keep it to themselves. Compelled by the same Jesus and the same joy, Christians all over the world are spreading the good news of forgiveness and freedom. And so Jesus goes on doing what he always said he would do, saving the world. Amen.
His name.
Let us again turn to God in prayer with thankfulness and prayers for others. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise with shouts of joy, as it were, Lord, for you've called us to a rich hope and a glorious inheritance among the saints. You fix the world in place and rule over it all from your sacred throne. As it was written, Jesus suffered and was killed, but you raised him from the dead, and he walked again with his chosen ones, speaking to them of your glorious kingdom. And you carried him into heaven on the clouds and made him head over all things for the church, seating him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And so we offer you thanks and praise at all times. God of fellowship, we praise you and we pray for your church. Renew our life together, correct us when we err, and encourage us when we are most faithful. Inspire congregations with a fresh vision to continue Christ's ministry in the world you love. Bless your ministers with courage and compassion, elders with insight and wisdom, and all your people with passion for you, for the ministries that you call us to. At this season, we pray your blessing on the outgoing and incoming moderators of the General Assembly as they serve your church, and ask that you move with your spirit among the commissioners. As Presbyterians celebrate 150 years of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, we also rejoice with the 100 years of the United Church in Canada. May we all discern the mind of Christ for your church as we gather in various assemblies. We ask your blessing on those who mourn the loss of dear ones. We ask you to support those who are sick, those recovering from setbacks or failure. Give strength to people who are worn out or discouraged, and calm the anxiety or anger that can keep us apart. Bless and encourage any who are struggling in their faith, and guide those with questions to your truth. Faithful God, by your Spirit, fill us with the faith and courage to do the work Jesus commissioned his followers to undertake wherever he leads us. For we are bold to pray together the words he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Which is one foundation is Jesus Christ the Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From them he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought. This soil and tribulation and to
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.